Yes, this is your captain speaking. We would like to announce that the following hour of the program will last 60 minutes. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our guest this hour is weather personality extraordinaire Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd will chat with us about wildfires. The wildfires in California, a very difficult time this year. It's been awful. There are several fires. Some are converging. Firefighters are having a very difficult time staying on top of the situation there. Is it weather related? What's going on? Christina Staffo will stop by and we will chat with Lloyd Lindsey Young. And then this week's Entertainment Report with Christina, followed by this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. And then ways you can stop snoring easily. Do you snore? Oh, sure you don't. We will help you salvage a relationship with you and that significant other, because you know that they cannot stand the fact that you sound like some sort of a machine all night when you're trying to sleep, and when they're trying to sleep as well. And then we'll wrap up the hour with this week's edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie. Did you know there's something known as being skinny fat? Well, Lisa will have the story. And we start things off this hour with chalk up another superlative for Emirates Airlines. This airline that is based in Dubai, they've just announced they will begin operating the world's longest scheduled nonstop flight. Daily service between Dubai and Panama City will begin on February 1st. Now, according to the airline, the flight will take an incredible 17 hours and 35 minutes when it's headed in a westbound direction. It's going to go 8,580 miles. Now, the flight will beat out the current longest nonstop flight from Qantas Airlines, that service between Sydney and Dallas that takes just less than 17 hours. That's amazing. It's just, can you stand to be on an airliner for that long a time? Can you stand to be on a plane for more than, what is your limit? I think for me, after about 3 hours, I start getting very antsy. And to fly from New York down to Florida, it's not a big deal. 2.5 hours, 3 hours if you got a little traffic here and there. But the West Coast to East Coast thing, I'm not a big fan of that. 6 hours headed west, five and a half coming east. That's a long, long time to be on a plane. We have talked several times in this show about how the quality of flying, not the actual airplane itself and the process of getting you from point A to point B, but the experience of flying has really gone downhill over the years, has it not? You go onto these planes and you can see they're trying to just take every square inch of that plane and get as much money out of it. There is no room. What about the chatter on the plane? Do you like to talk to somebody on the plane? It goes from small talk to, all of a sudden now they're starting to share intimate secrets and, oh my goodness. You know, this is the romance of that. You know, Don Draper meeting Miss Wright there on the plane. He's going to spend the rest of the evening with her. That doesn't really exist. It's usually some guy that just goes on and on and on, and you know you're never going to see him again. But you still don't have the wherewithal to say, buddy, shut up. Now you can deal with that for, 17 hours and 35 minutes next to the same person. It's not comfortable. Oh, you can get up and walk the aisle. That's not real exercise. You still feel weird. You're on a plane. You know, you have to use the bathroom on the plane. If you really need more than just the 2 minutes and somebody's standing outside the door, it feels very uncomfortable. So, okay, great, you can get from point A to point B, from one side of the globe to the other without stopping. But for what? Yes, I want to stop. I want to walk around an airport. I want to buy a Cinnabon. I want to get myself a drink. I want to be able to get myself a book. I want to do something other than be on a plane for the better part of 2/3 of a day. But that's modern convenience. So enjoy it and enjoy your full day in the air. Lloyd Lindsey Young coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. It's one of the most overused words during an interview. Motivated.
Being motivated is great, but it's too vague. Marketing consultant Jeff Gross says instead, you should talk about what motivates you or share something you achieved through self-motivation. Here are some examples.
If you're applying for a managerial position, point out that you're motivated to help other people reach their full potential and provide an example.
If you're applying for a job in a new industry, show that you're motivated to learn new skills by highlighting classes you've taken or projects you've volunteered for.
Give your motivation some context. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Has your preschool or elementary school child or teenager developed a case of the terrible nose? You know what I mean. No matter what you say, they come back with no. So to curb this behavior, you need to know the developmental science of it. Animal experts, yes, I said animal experts, suggest that you never call the animal's name and use the word no at the same time. If you do, the doggy, kitty cat, or pet lion will grow up thinking his name is Rex No, or Fluffy No, or Fido No.
No, 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 no.
Doing so causes both the name and the word no to lose its special effect. What's the cheap psychological trick? Parents, stop doing this. Your job as a parent is to keep the child's name special, and only in an emergency do you use the child's name and the word no in the same breath. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.